It's Monday, May 6th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, Chiricahua Community Health Centers, or CCHCI, is currently facing legal challenges from former employees. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lowly Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona history. Did you know that Amber Valletta is a model and actress from Arizona? Rising to prominence in the 1990s, she graced the covers of Vogue and became a supermodel, representing iconic fashion brands and securing lucrative cosmetics contracts. She transitioned to acting in the 2000s, starring in films like What Lies Beneath and Hitch, later venturing into television with roles in series such as Revenge and Blood and Oil. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Their diagnostic imaging department ensures that patients have access to high-quality diagnostic capabilities. They recently gained a new 64-slice CT scanner, ultrasound system, and X-ray equipment, as well as an upgraded MRI suite. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Now our feature story. Chiricahua Community Health Centers, or CCHCI, is currently facing legal challenges from multiple former employees. First, let's discuss the case involving Adam Brake, the former chief financial officer of CCHCI. Brake filed the lawsuit against the company and its CEO, Jonathan Melk, in September of last year. The claims range from breach of contract to whistleblower retaliation. This follows Brake's allegations that he raised multiple financial concerns to the company's board of directors, which he claims were ignored. CCHCI has denied all allegations and secured a minor win recently, persuading Brake's attorney to amend the lawsuit. This was in hopes of overcoming a motion for dismissal filed by CCHCI due to technical deficiencies in the lawsuit. Judge David Thorne has given Brake's attorney until mid-May to revise the lawsuit adequately. Turning to another lawsuit, Katie Fahad, former director of health center operations at CCHCI, initiated legal proceedings against the company. Fahad's tenure lasted from February 2022 until her resignation in March 2023. The core of the dispute stems from disagreements over work hours and remote work accommodations, starting when CEO Melk requested Fahad to physically report to CCHCI's Benson Clinic on January 5, 2023. The lawsuit by Fahad alleges disability discrimination, hostile work environment, and constructive discharge, accusing CCHCI of failing to accommodate her disabilities. She, like Brake, also raised issues regarding the misuse of grant money and other financial and compliance missteps within the company. CCHCI has responded by denying these allegations and emphasized that the request for Fahad to be on site was part of a need for leadership presence following a tragic accident involving a clinic employee. The response from CCHCI highlighted that they had legitimate, non-discriminatory reasons for their actions regarding Fahad's employment. CCHCI also argues that Fahad did not utilize the company's internal mechanisms designed to handle discrimination and harassment complaints. They are also seeking to strike allegations related to financial improprieties from the lawsuit, labeling them as irrelevant and intended to cause harm to the company's reputation. These lawsuits are still in the preliminary stages, with trials unlikely to occur before mid to late 2025 unless they are dismissed or settled beforehand. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, when you weigh over 600 pounds and are on your feet all day, your shoes matter. That's why farriers are so important to a horse's health. Denzin Cortez of Cronkite News met one farrier who was teaching his horseshoeing skills to other Native Americans in Arizona.
In a remote area 145 miles away from Phoenix, surrounded by mountains as far as the eye can see.
This one good?
Yeah, this side. You will hear the sounds of a community taking ownership of their culture.
Try this and see if we're in the ballpark.
This is a farrier course taught at a community college on the Thaw-Na Othum Nation, led by one man.
George Good, I am now retired, and I'm out to teach the natives how to trim and shoe their horses' feet correctly.
Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., George Good is nonstop.
You guys want to take out another anvil? Take out one more anvil and put it right there, would you?
At 83 years old, his passion for teaching fellow Native Americans the importance of horseshoeing is still going strong.
Horseshoeing is a science, and the natives do not know that. Somehow we got left out.
This land, while stunning, can be tough on a horse's hooves and the wallet. According to Good, proper hoof care in the Southwest Native American country can cost almost $200 every 8 weeks.
It's a heck of a maintenance. It's expensive. That's why the natives need to know how to do their own livestock.
Horses have always been a part of Native American culture since the beginning. However, maintenance on their hooves is something that's not always been focused on, making people like George Good carve a new pathway to forge a new generation.
With horseshoeing, you can't teach out of a book. This is a hands-on program.
And by the way Good students work, it's all hands on hooves.
This one good?
Yeah, this side, I can see it flush.
Okay, I need to bring this one back out. I love teaching. I love the people. I can see the success. And my goal is, if I teach you, I want you to pass it on.
The instructions go beyond just horseshoeing. One of Good's students applying his life wisdom, Adrian Morgan.
How to never give up. George is kind of annoying. He will not take no for an answer. And I learned that from him. I learned to keep working towards what I want to do.
Morgan was a student of Good's in 2004 and remembers what it was like learning the farrier trade for the first time.
I was learning. It was too much information all at one time. You know, he would tell me, bring that nail off, and I didn't understand. Now this opened up a new door for me. I was like, wow, I got a new career path now. So I'm now an instructor. I would have never thought that when I first started.
They are finding out that there is love besides just liking a horse. And now they're willing to go that one step farther.
And it's the lives touched like Morgan's that keep Good's passion going, continuing to forge the next generation of Native American farriers, all with a big smile on his face.
As I always said, this is the only job you can get a kick out of.
On the Thaw-Na Othum Nation, Denzin Cortez, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Join us at Prestige Assisted Living in Sierra Vista as we host a casino night on Friday, May 17th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy the glamour and games of Vegas right here at our community. We'll have some of your favorite casino games, along with delicious snacks and cocktails. You'll also be able to tour our community, meet our team, and see how we celebrate life at every age. For more about our casino night, visit prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista.
Now an event coming up that you should know about. This Wednesday at 1 p.m., head over to the Sierra Vista Public Library for a showing of the 1999 rom-com classic Never Been Kissed. Drew Barrymore stars as a newspaper reporter who goes undercover at a high school to research a story. David Arquette and Molly Shannon also star. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Estela Andrade Hernandez. Estela was born in Mexico City and grew up in Guadalajara before immigrating to the United States at 28 years old and marrying Carlos. As a military wife, she devoted her life to her family. She was a dedicated stay-at-home mother and present in her daughter's education and school events. The family was stationed in Fort Huachuca in 1983. Retirement came in 1987, and she and Carlos divorced in 1993. Estela gave her heart and soul to her daughters while putting herself through college to become a teacher. Estela had a short but fruitful career as an educator, having taught for the Sierra Vista, Tombstone, and Amphitheater school districts from 1999 to 2009 when her health began to decline. Estella had a fun, silly, loud, and caring personality and maintained it as long as she could. She loved her family, her friends, but most of all, she loved Jesus. She is survived by her eldest daughter, youngest daughter, and two grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Estella's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.